Up and Adam, wakey wakey, 5 minutes past six on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan with you for your Thursday.
Morning, Simo. Hey, I've got a little bit of a dilemma this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me know what you think I should do. So the year below me in school,
right,
there were these two identical twins.
Okay.
That I kind of, you know how when you're in school, you kind of the years above and below you, kind of make friends with them as well.
That's fair.
So I'm friends on social media with both of these, but I only really ever talked to and was friends with one of them.
Okay.
Now, it was their birthday today.
Ooh.
And I want to say happy birthday to one.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is they're both identical twins.
Yep.
And I can't remember which one I'm friends with and which one I'm not.
I mean, you're not going to be able to get a loophole in this one. I think you're just going to have to wish them both a happy birthday.
Because, like, the one that I mean, it's not like we were enemies.
No.
But the one that I'm not really friends with would think it's a bit weird.
That's fair.
Because I was thinking if I just say happy birthday to the one and I get the wrong one, then he's going to think it's weird. And then the one that I'm friends with is going to say, well, why the hell didn't you wish me happy birthday?
So have they got cool twin names? What are their first names each?
Matt and Nick.
Matt and Nick. So
similar.
Okay. Did they wear the same clothes? The swap clothes as well?
Well, I mean, whenever I saw them, they were at school, so we're all wearing uniforms, so we're all wearing the same clothes. We're all identical twins.
No such luck. So how old are they turning today?
Today is 20... That's a good question. 22, I think. 22, 23. Somewhere around there.
Happy birthday to Nick. And what was the other one?
Matt. See, God, even you've forgotten.
I get them mixed up all the time.
I know, it's so tricky.
Just met him, already got him mixed up. Niall Horan and his Slow Hands. Snow FM Breakfast. He's a One Direction offshoot. Really solo now. Although reasonably recently, the boys have suggested, well, One Direction, it's not a forever goodbye. At one point in time, they will make it happen.
Are you happy, Simo, about that? You're a One Directioner?
Yeah, I'd say.
You got the tattoo of the five guys and had to cross out Zayn when he left?
I like to move in one direction, you could say, yeah.
Fair enough. Well, Simo, the Earth was moving in multiple directions last night.
Speaking of the Earth moving... I didn't feel it move, to be honest.
I mean, you didn't. No. Well, I had a chat to a program director this morning. He didn't.
Nope.
Last night, though, I felt the Earth move. We had a bit of an earthquake around the Snowies.
Mm-hmm.
It hit sort of just north of Berridale, hit Cooma, Berridale, Jindabyne. I think up the mountain didn't really get affected, but I could be wrong.
Okay, right.
It wasn't a massive earthquake, let's be honest. It measured sort of between 2.7 and 3.1. There's kind of conflicting reports, but it's somewhere in that bracket.
How high does that scale go?
I think it goes up to 7 to 8-ish, okay, maybe
right.
9, maybe even 10, maybe it does hit double.
I think it does go to 10.
But yeah, so not a massive earthquake. It didn't last very long, so I was watching TV with my housemates.
Okay.
Kind of felt it. And yeah, you know, I live in a little apartment block. There's a couple of other units.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that it was like someone else in the little unit block had like slammed a door or jumped or something like that. And it kind of creaked around a little. And it wasn't until a couple of minutes later I was scrolling through social media. And I was like, so did anyone feel that earthquake?
I had a similar experience, actually, like when there was an earthquake in my hometown growing up.
Mm.
I was at a mate's house. There's a bit of a party going on. We were super cool, so we were playing video games, right, where there's gunfire and grenades and that kind of thing. Anyway, so I assumed when this earthquake hit my hometown that someone was shaking the couch
behind
me, and I was like trying to play, so I like threw a grenade in the video game, grenade went off, I was like, whoa, I thought someone was shaking the couch.
Glad you specified video game, you threw the grenade, not in real life.
I don't own any grenades.
But so, maybe, so I've told you that me and my housemates are kind of rewatching Harry Potter, and that is what we were doing last night. And it was just kind of the end of the movie with a big fight scene, and they've just started casting spells and all this sort of stuff, and then all of a sudden the house starts shaking, and it's like, oh, gee, 4D. You know, there's kind of 3D where it jumps out of you. 4D is kind of when you move around and shake and all that sort of stuff. So, oh, this is a bonus. Didn't expect this.
Virtual reality. It's the future, right?
Yeah, but if you felt the earthquake, get in touch on the Facebook page, Snow FM Facebook page. We'd love to know what you were up to when you felt the earth shake last night. It hit just before 9 o'clock.
Hey, Ma, look, I made it. We got Panic at the Disco right now. Feel the earth move under this. Megan Trainor, Genetics, Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out this morning.
And Simo, I don't know why, but we seem to be talking about planes a lot this week.
Mm.
It seems to be a bit of a plane-y week. Like, not a plain week as in boring, like a plain week as in aeroplanes.
Some plain complaints, maybe?
I'm going to give that 3 out of 10.
A bit of a stretch.
It was a good try, and it very almost worked.
I was flying high, then I crashed and burned.
Not something you want to say when we're talking about planes. Fortunately, though, this plane didn't crash and burn. No one was injured in this incident, which is good. The plane in question didn't actually take off.
Okay.
So they're kind of doing the boarding procedure. This is a plane in China, just flying a local domestic flight in China.
Mm-hmm.
A woman was sat in the emergency exit row, which, by the way, brilliant row.
Oh, you're a fan?
Oh, gotcha.
Okay,
well, that's the one over the wing where you get, like, so much extra leg room.
There is extra leg room, but
it is brilliant.
A lot of responsibility, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I feel they kind of say, as they say to your passengers, you know, when you're sitting in that row, the stewardess come up, if there's an emergency, are you willing to help out? And, well, you say yes, but I feel that's a bit of an unwritten rule. No matter where you're sitting on the plane, if there is an emergency, you're willing to help out, aren't you?
Yeah, but there's
You're not kind of just going to push old ladies out the way into, like, fire or something and say, no, I'm more important. No, we're all willing to help out,
I
think.
Don't they also ask you if you're able-bodied, like, and able to assist?
Yeah.
So, like, you got to be switched on and ready.
In peak physical condition like myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had 3 donuts last night. No, but Simo, so this woman got on the plane. Everyone else is kind of boarding the plane and felt a little bit stuffy. And, you know, they do have the aircon things above you, which you can turn on or off if you want.
The little vents.
But this woman decided, no, I'm going to open the emergency exit and just throw it out and get some fresh air onto the plane.
I mean, she's really put the needs of the passengers ahead of the flight path, I guess.
The video was taken from someone just sitting opposite aisle, which has gone viral. Has been viewed like 18 million times in less than 24 hours, which is crazy. The plane was delayed for about an hour while they kind of had to reattach the door and do safety checks, and also had to wait for the police to come and arrest this person.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's an offense. You can't just do that.
Okay.
You can't just open the emergency exit.
She sounds like she was just trying to, like, do a good deed, but not in a correct manner.
No. Also, as well, flight attendants had warned this passenger already after she had been shown to her seat not to touch any of the levers or straps or anything like that that goes with the emergency exit.
So, was it because she looked like someone that was going to do it, or like what? How?
Well, apparently she had been kind of fiddling around with it and just, you know, kind of, there's the stewardesses and stewards do. They're kind of wandering around the plane. Yeah. Said, oh, sorry, please, don't do that.
Don't touch that.
Don't touch that. And she did.
Don't touch that. Don't touch that. What are you doing?
Just fasten your seatbelt and sit there. Read your book.
5 seconds of summer now. Some days you're the only thing I know. Imagine Dragons, a bit of natural this morning, all natural, 12 minutes on the way to your 7 Snow FM breakfast.
Simo, if you had to pick one food to live off for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's a very difficult question.
I mean, there's a lot of foods up there for me.
What do you got?
I think everyone kind of goes with chocolate. You know, sweets, obviously not for the health benefits, but, for a taste benefit.
I don't think you can survive off chocolate.
Challenge accepted, Simo.
Oh, yeah? For a day? How long are you going to try and prove this?
No, I'm fat enough already. I'm a big fan of hash browns as well.
Yeah, I mean, true.
The crunchy, potato-y goodness.
And some carbs in there as well.
It's my favourite type of potato.
Look, in all honesty, I'm thinking probably too practically, because I'm like, geez, if I'm going to live on it for the rest of my life, I need to be able to both survive and flourish.
All right, Mr. Sensible.
Yeah.
What are you going to eat, like a carrot or something?
I don't know. Can you live off protein bars? Is that...
Look, I mean, I'm not a nutritionist.
Probably not.
But I'd say probably not. I don't think you can live off just one food. You need kind of a mix of everything.
Okay.
But that really wasn't the point of this. So we get a joking answer and then we move on.
Because there's been a job open up regarding testing of foods.
Regarding a delicious tasting of foods, which it wasn't listed there, but it is one that I would definitely enjoy living off.
Yeah, and
if you add a little bit of cheese on top, I'm in heaven.
It's in Australia as well, so it's within the realms of possibility that we could get the gig.
Yeah, Simo, please don't take it the wrong way if I hand in my resignation later today.
30 seconds to Mars. It's all the time it takes to get there. Walk on water, Snow FM breakfast. 4 minutes on the way to your 7.
Hey, Simo, is it weird to have garlic bread for breakfast?
No weirder than what do? You do pepperoni at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I did that twice. And I admit it was a mistake.
I have to be honest.
But I bought it all and I had to use it.
The office has just been in stitches about that.
I know, yeah. I've been in the office, it stunk of pepperoni that day.
Worth mentioning garlic bread. So Brisbane, of all places, Australia are responsible for this one. Mm-hmm. A pizza company that rhymes with Geronimo's. They're on the hunt for someone to take on the role of their chief garlic bread taste tester.
Interesting. Do you need qualifications? Do you just have to like garlic bread?
The only real experience you need is apparently minimum of 5 years in garlic bread consumption.
I have more than that. I have comfortably more than that.
Apparently,
I think I consumed 5 years of garlic bread in the last month.
And you'll spend, well, I think you get to spend a day or like your days sampling the garlic breads and even trying out some of their new products.
This is an actual job.
This is an actual job.
Just eat garlic bread all day.
I mean, the catch is that it's in Brisbane, which I mean...
It's lovely.
It's okay.
I've never been, but I'm sure it's lovely.
So it's on the LinkedIn online.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes a little like this. You better believe it. We're looking for someone a little bit crunchy, but mostly warm and soft on the inside to help taste test our world-famous garlic breads at Geronimo Rhyming Headquarters.
Fair enough. So, Simo, so you take the garlic bread, you take a bite of it, you taste it, you say, that's all good. That takes, what, about 30 seconds?
Yep.
What do you do for the rest of your day?
No,
repeat.
I think, yeah, rinse and repeat.
Repeat process.
I wonder if they have a spitting, you know, like in wine when you go on like...
What do you say in wine? Like when you taste wine, you have to kind of swirl it and
yeah,
spit it out.
I imagine it's a bit like that.
You have to do that with garlic. Yeah. Well, no, the reason they do that with wine, Simo, is because it's alcoholic and they don't want to get drunk.
Yeah.
Garlic bread is not alcoholic garlic bread. Trademark that, Simo.
All right.
Trademark that.
Hold up. Let's go find the patent website. Normani and her motivation this morning, Snow FM breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars.
Simo, it's amazing how music can kind of remind you of memories that you had.
Hmm.
I heard a song during the high school hit splits yesterday, which took me back to one of the best memories I have from school, which if you are heading to school today, I want to stress this. I don't recommend doing this.
Mm.
This is a naughty thing to do.
Right. Well, let's do a bit of time travel, shall we?
But it was also a lot of fun. So, Simo, this was the song.
Hmm.
What a classic.
Oof.
It's called Dido White Flag.
Take us back, Jordan. Wait, do you want the lyrics? Here they are.
Here we go.
Ready?
I don't know the lyrics. I know you think that if I was doing this at karaoke, it'd be a lot of mumbling, and then we'd get to the chorus where I actually know. So what happened? So we're all sitting in class. We had a relief teacher this day. Our normal teacher was off sick.
Mm.
Which, you know, they're kind of days to just muck around. You know, you don't really have to do anything.
Right.
We all had laptops. We're all kind of typing away, doing our... work in inverted commas.
Mm.
One bloke gets onto YouTube and I don't know why starts playing this song. Trying to make your I don't know why, I can't explain, but just collectively all of us start singing it.
So you don't know the lyrics anymore?
No, I don't know them anymore, but well, I know the chorus, I know this bit.
This part?
Yeah.
Go for it. Give us a rendition.
My singing's terrible.
Go for it. My hands up. There you go.
And surrender. Don't get rid of the music. So imagine this, a class of about 30, 16-year-olds. Mm. Eventually, you know, the chorus, it's kind of a couple of singing and then more join in.
Yeah.
By the time it gets to the chorus,
yeah,
there's 30, 16-year-olds odd boys, because I went to an all-boys school,
yeah,
all singing this song. At the top of their lungs.
Weird.
There's a relief teacher there who, let's face it, relief teachers, mate, you don't have control of the class.
No, they...
You know.
Typically, if you're a relief teacher, you got to go the video. VHS, yeah. Boom,
just
straight
play,
in the...
play a movie. That's your best bet.
Yeah.
But this particular classroom had another one right next to it, which,
okay,
and the wall was paper thin.
Hmm.
So you kind of, you know, they can hear everything that happens in this class and we can hear everything they were doing.
Right.
So just as we're singing the chorus, we just finished the chorus,
mm,
and at that point in time, the assistant principal walked past, kind of walks into the room, sees obviously what's going on, that there's, you know, 30, 16-year-olds not paying attention to the relief teacher, walks in, goes, "Oi, what's going on in here?" Kind of starts yelling at us. We all go dead silent.
Oh, party over.
And at that point, we hear from the next classroom, teacher included, they continue singing the song. You know what's brilliant as well?
Yeah.
What makes it? So this was the assistant principal that came in to tell us off.
Mm.
He heard them singing in the next classroom, goes, right, I'm going to go marching in and tell them off.
Yeah.
Guess who was the teacher in the next classroom?
Another
the actual principal. So the assistant principal has gone in there to go, what are you doing? I'm the assistant principal. Walked in there and realised it was the actual principal who was just having a laugh with his kids.
I mean, that's just a whole array of mischief going on.
I know. Brilliant. But still, there's nothing more surreal than kind of just hearing 30, 16-year-olds, kind of some have just gone to detention, some are nerds, some are, everyone kind of combined together. just to have a bit of Dido. And by the way, our singing was terrible.
What would the
we weren't in the music class. We were in like English or something.
What would the go-to like track be now, you reckon?
Oh.
Like, if the kids had to find something kind of strange yet modern. If you're going to sing something in class today, make, I reckon...
Panini by Lil Nas X.
You're on the right track. I reckon this one, if they could get this chorus happening at school today... Can't nobody
feel me. I'm surprised I got Lil Nas X, yeah. But I'll be honest, you want to know how I know? Because, Simo, you were typing in that song in the thing, and I saw you hit the X key, and I thought, what other artist's name has X in? And none immediately sprung to mind.
So we're putting the call out, kids, today in class?
No, I mean, okay, so we want to stress this. It's what? Very naughty. It's not something you should do.
Oh, come on.
Okay, fine, go do it.
Yes!
Snow FM's The Wheel of I. One.
It's thanks to McDonald's. We're going to spin the wheel right now, and our first caller through is young Etienne. Now, you remember Etienne, don't you?
I do know Etienne.
He's been having sleepovers, watching the Terminator movies. Good morning, Etienne. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Etienne, we were just talking about the 90s tennis player, Mark Philippoussis. Do you know who he is?
No.
Not a clue, mate.
What about, are you a good tennis player? Would you be able to beat him at a game of tennis?
Yes.
Oh, he's confident.
Wow.
There you go. Well, hopefully Mark gets back to me on Instagram and we can set up a little tennis game.
I mean, Philippoussis is a left-hander, so just be aware of that, Etienne.
How do you know things like that?
I'm left-handed.
Oh, yeah, the matchup! That's
the
perfect.
Battle of the left-handers.
Yeah. Well, it's a natural. I was going to say, normally it's an advantage if you've got a left. If you're playing a lefty, quite often they have a bit of an advantage. But it's good you're left-handed, Etienne. It means you're a fighting chance.
How do you know things like this? So yesterday we found out you're a camel expert, and now you're a tennis expert.
Look,
tomorrow you're going to be an expert on like the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia.
Look, I do have a degree.
All right, stop showing off,
Etienne. What are you up to for the last week of school for this term?
Just boring school.
Boring school, but you do have a sleepover plan this weekend?
Yes.
All right, nice. What are you going to do?
Minecraft.
Oh,
fair enough. Hey, Etienne, do you know what time you're going to wait? You're going to stay up till?
All night.
He's going to do an all-nighter.
Where are those coffee vouchers? So, Etienne, let's get that wheel spinning, mate. Go for it. I think that was the poo, Mark Philippoussis. What has he got this morning? He's going to need coffee, but... Oh, he's just passed it. Oi, what is this? He's scored himself Snowy Mountains Natural Health and Beauty Pack. Should I open this to find out what's in it?
Yeah, so Etienne, you've got a gift pack to Snowy Mountains Health and Beauty. Perhaps something for mum or dad.
I reckon he's won something for mum, yeah.
Now, Simo, the people at Snowy Mountains Health and Beauty know exactly what they're doing and are professionals at this.
Yep.
We, it's safe to say, are not.
Yeah, that's correct.
I'm just watching Simo go through the bag trying to work out what all of these products are.
Yeah.
Don't try.
All right, so there's a gift voucher involved there to Snowy Mountains Natural Health and Beauty. And
you read the letter. Well done.
A nail file.
Nice. Well done.
This looks like this looks like it's packaged like a burger, whatever this is.
I don't think it's a burger, Simo.
I think that's...
Unless Snowy Mountains Health and Beauty are branching out into burgers. Why are you opening
there
it?
You
shouldn't be opening it. What is that, a bar of soap?
It's a bar of soap. Hey, Etienne, how many times a week do you shampoo your hair? Because Jordan does it every day. What do?
Once a month.
Once a month. Jesus.
See, Etienne, he knows. You don't need to do it that often.
Okay, well, I don't want him getting Etienne for his birthday. Just a bottle of shampoo. It'll last him 4 years.
Etienne, thank you for the call this morning.
Okay.
Have a great.
Thank you.
No worries, buddy. We got Liar right now. Camila Cabello. Love talking to Etienne. He's keen for the final week of school, I reckon.
Keen for holidays.
I don't care. If you're here.
Coming for ya. Sean Mendes, Senorita on Snow FM Breakfast. 6 minutes on the way to your nine. We're nearly out of here, Jordan, for Snow FM Breakfast.
Yes, Simo, but before we go, we've talked a bit today about the earthquake that hit the Snowies last night.
Yes,
if you
indeed.
Missed it. Just before 9 o'clock last night, a small earthquake hit near Berrydale. It was felt in Cooma and Jindabyne and a couple of other places up the mountain as well. It only measured about 3 on the Richter scale. No reports of damage or injuries or anything like that, which is always very good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you felt if you felt the earthquake, head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page. Let us know.
Mm.
Simo, that's what a couple of people have done already.
Yeah, so this morning getting in touch, Amy G mentioned that she didn't feel it at the time, but she heard the rumble apparently around 9-ish last night in Jerangle. So also Fiona mentioning this morning that nope, she completely missed it. Throwing some emojis in there as well from her horror.
What emojis has she gone for?
The horror ones, you know, with the mouth open. And
the mouth open. Yeah. The ones that kind of look a bit like Macaulay Culkin.
Fiona's,
with the two hands.
Yeah, she's deeply disturbed by missing it.
Fair enough.
Jacqueline, I'm going to go with Jacqueline. She felt it in Threadbo, so felt up the hill last night as well. Michael C, he mentioned that he's a big fan of earthquakes.
So okay.
He's like,
interesting.
I think he's a big fan of the meme that you put together more so.
Oh, I see. Is there a band called the Earthquakes we don't know about?
Probably. Earth, Wind and Fire, maybe? Did they follow up with, did a couple of band members split off? One became Earthquake, some became Tsunami?
I don't know. It's a tricky one. But, hey, if you felt the earthquake, let us know what your story is. Head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page. We'd love to find out.
Kerry, see you getting in touch. Mentioned that felt in Marla Street, Cooma as well. Last night. So, we will rebuild, pop the chairs back up and carry on.
Yeah, so I was just chilling at home watching a bit of television. Felt a bit of a rumble. Me and my housemates didn't really think did anything of it, to be honest. Just saw that one of our neighbours was slamming his door or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only a couple of minutes later when we looked on social media and people start saying, so was that like an earthquake that just happened? Or, yeah. We kind of realised that there was something a bit peculiar.
Everyone was doing these ones last night.
Just out of interest, Simo, how long have you been waiting to play that song?
Oh, for the entire morning, for about 4 hours.
For the entire 6 months or so.
All that.
You know, hoping that something happens that you'd be able to play that hook.
100%. I feel the earth move. We're out of here, Jordan.
Simo, I'll see you tomorrow.
Catch ya. On the Muffy, I feel the sky. The morning.